Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King. For the show, the Grizzlies did some business last night, and the Andre Iguodala saga is over. He is no longer a part of this team, so there's some good news on that. We're going to talk about the trade. We're going to talk about the newest Grizzly that we know of, which is Justice Winslow. We're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of Locked On Grizzlies.
Pull up jump shot. It's good. Zach Randolph does it again. Three-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
First team all defense. First team all defense.
Here's Gasol from outside. Wow. The relentless Tony Allen. Shot clock at four. Randolph puts it up. Puts it in.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome into the show. Again, the Grizzlies had a game last night, too. They beat the Mavericks last night to move to one game above 500 for the first time all year. 121-107, the Mavericks were without a few people. The Grizzlies were without a few people as well. The Grizzlies held out Solomon Hill and Jay Crowder last night in anticipation of a trade. So they also sent Andre Iguodala to the Heat last night. They got Justice Winslow that we know of back. So we're going to talk about those things on the show. But before we get to that, make sure you go subscribe to the show, whatever podcast platform you're using, so you don't miss any of the conversations that we have on this show with all the people we have on the show with myself. So just go subscribe so you don't miss anything at all. And if you are a subscriber and you are a daily listener to the show, then you already know that we talked about Justice Winslow and a trade to the Heat probably like a month ago on this very show with David Ramil from Locked On Heat about this very specific trade with Justice Winslow in it. I wanted Duncan Robinson. He threw out Justice Winslow. We talked about that about a month ago. So if you're a listener of this show, you already know that name and familiar with it because we threw it out there. But we also had another get together and show once the Heat rumors came out last night, yesterday afternoon, kind of, about this very possible trade rumors that were happening with the Heat as well. So that happened as well. So if you want to go listen to the previous show yesterday, it was about the trade rumors. And we kind of nailed it what we thought it might be in terms of what the Grizzlies would send and what the Grizzlies would get back. So I would say go check out that show, even though it's before the trade happened or before this kind of trade happened. Go check it out because it's still got some good information in it as well. It's got information about what Justice Winslow is as a player, just in terms from a Heat perspective, someone that watches him every single day and has watched him for several years, in terms of what his health might look like, all those things. So go check out yesterday's episode with Dave Ramil from Locked On Heat to kind of a better perspective of who Justice Winslow is. And we still don't know all the details of this trade, but let's talk about what we do know. The Grizzlies sent out Andre Iguodala yesterday night, last night, I guess. Yeah, I don't know who says yesterday night, but last night to the Miami Heat, and they, so far, all they've gotten in return is Justice Winslow that we know of. So it cannot be a trade for Andre Iguodala for Justice Winslow straight up. It just doesn't work. The money doesn't work. The math doesn't work. So it can't be that. So it has to be something bigger than that. Then it was reported that they're working on a three-team deal. Now, I don't know if the deal is going to be constructed in terms of Andre Iguodala and probably Andre and Jay for Justice and Dion, something like that first, and then the three-team deal comes second. So I'm not sure, totally. Obviously, just looking at who was held out yesterday, last night's games, Dion didn't play, James Johnson didn't play, obviously Justice Winslow didn't play. So that, all that happening, I would assume, this is just me making assumptions based on what I know what trades might work and might not work in terms of money. It would be James Johnson and Dion Waiters coming to the Grizzlies in return for Justice Winslow. Now, once once the Thunder get involved, because they want Danilo Gallinari as well to go to the Heat. Now, I don't know how that changes things. If on the surface of it, Justice Winslow and James Johnson and Deion Waiters for Andre and Jay and Solomon Hill, whatever that might be, you know, that's a lot. That you know, just looking at the right off the bat, that's a lot for Justice Winslow. Two big contracts that we talked about on the show about taking on bad money for the next year, because your timeline of paying Jaren, you know, kind of lines up with it. You can afford that, and it's okay, especially in a free agent class. It's a little weaker this year if you're not going to sign anybody. So it's still a little bit much. I would expect, honestly, would expect something else to come out of this trade. I would expect a pick. I would expect a couple second round picks. I would expect something more than just this. If I know the Grizzlies front office, like we have seen over the last, you know, half a year since the summer, I would expect more from this front office than just taking on two bad contracts in terms of getting Justice Winslow. Now, getting Justice Winslow is great, and we'll talk about him more in the next segment of just who he is and what you guys can expect from him. And that's great, but that's a lot of money. It's a lot of salary to take on a couple of guys. James Johnson probably won't play, maybe, but probably won't play. And then Deion Waiters, maybe he might play. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Deion Waiters. I think he's a guy who can still obviously score in this league, but I also don't think he's a good guy that wants to come off the bench either. I think he's a very egocentric guy, and this is just me from the outside looking in. I've never covered Deion Waiters. I've never met Deion Waiters. I don't know him at all. But just from the outside looking in, he seems like a guy who would not be comfortable coming off the bench at all. And so what do you do with a guy like that? Do you just never play them at all? Do you buy them out? You know, a buyout probably for James Johnson, I would expect. Again, it's a lot to take in for just Justice Winslow. And you would think that they would get paid with another first-round pick from either Oklahoma City or the Miami Heat. Although Miami Heat have some weird protections. If they have protections on certain picks, they can't trade them in certain years. So there's a lot of that to figure out. There's a lot of the kind of the small details in terms of the trade to figure out. So there's still that to go. And this won't be a super long show today, because we'll probably do another show once the bull trade comes out. And after the trade deadline is completed, we'll do another show to kind of recap everything the Grizzlies have done. But I would expect there to be something more if the deal is indeed James Johnson, as well as Deion Waiters, as well as Justice Winslow for Andre Iguodala, probably. I think that would have to be Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder, and Solomon Hill all going to the Heat, which I think they're going to try to send to the Thunder. That's the proposed thing I've seen most of from different people talking about it, is that Solomon Hill and Jay Crowder would ultimately end up in the Oklahoma City Thunder. Danilo Gallinari would end up in the Miami Heat. Andre Iguodala would end up with the Heat. And Justice Winslow would end up with the Grizzlies. Now, what the picks might be in terms of who goes where, that's probably what is being decided on in terms of who gets what the protections are, all those type of things. But if that's the deal as it's currently constructed, that's a lot of money going to the Grizzlies for the next 2 years to only get paid Justice Winslow to take it. So I would hope there would be something else on that in that deal for the Grizzlies, because I like it, because I like the idea of Justice Winslow, and it's not that big a deal to me, because they have money that they can spare in cap space over the next year. So it's not that big a deal. It's not like they're going to be cash strapped. But at the same time, if you're taking on two big contracts and what's be considered dead money from another team, you would hope that you would get paid more than just one young player to do it, especially if it's two different contracts. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Justice Winslow, the player, and what you guys can expect from him. Welcome back to the show. Again, the Grizzlies getting Justice Winslow in a trade last night from the Miami Heat. And I think this is a great play. But let's talk about Justice Winslow as a player. Again, if you want to get a Heat fan perspective of Justice Winslow, or someone who covers the Heat as a credentialed media member, as theirs, talk to Justice, then I would go check out yesterday's episode of Locked On Grizzlies with Denver Mill from Locked On Heat. It's a great show. And he has a good perspective on Justice Winslow. But let's talk about what he is as a player. Now, right now, Justice Winslow was a 10th pick in the draft, I believe, 5 years ago. And so he is a player that can play 1 through 5. He's a 6'6 power forward, small forward, that's really, really good at guarding different positions on the floor. The biggest thing for Justice Winslow, and you'll see this a lot go throughout, is his injury concerns. And yes, he has been injured a lot. He hasn't played a full season in the league at any point in his entire career, his short career it is. And he's still only 23. He came to the league when he was 19. So he's 5 years in, but he's still only 23. But the first year he played 78 games. The second year he was hurt a lot. Was out most of the season. Only played 18 games. Last 2 years he played 68 and 66 respectively. This year he's only played 11 games. So the biggest thing with Justice Winslow, and probably why they traded him, is that, you know, he's had some issues in terms of the timeline of coming back. He's hurt right now with a back bruise or a bone bruise in his back. So he's hurt right now. So even if they do complete the deal, don't expect Justice Winslow to come in and immediately start playing for this team. They'll probably evaluate him and probably take their time. And that's probably the biggest reason why the Grizzlies traded for him, or why the Miami Heat let him go, is because there are some issues between the coaching staff, front office, and Justice Winslow and his team in terms of timeline and how they wanted to rush him back. He didn't think he didn't want to be back soon enough, or he felt he needed more time. So that is a lot of what you see from his team and the coaching staff, which ultimately probably led to a falling out, which more than likely led them to letting him go. Now, again, injury concerns are what they are with Justice Winslow. That is true. And you got to take that with a grain of salt, because he's had a lot of different injuries. I believe he's had like a dislocated shoulder. He's obviously had some back injuries. So that is what it is. But if he's healthy, obviously that's a caveat with a lot of people. And what he can do for this team is he can guard all five positions. Honestly, like if you played small ball with Jaren, Brandon, Justice, Dylan, and Ja, and I fully expect that to be the starting lineup once he gets healthy. I do expect that to be the starting lineup. That's a heck of a guy to add to a core that's already really good. Like Brandon Clark's already really good. Jaren Jackson's already really good. Obviously, the starting lineup would be Jonas, but you'd like for it to be Brandon. I misspoke a little bit there, because the starting lineup's going to be Jonas. But if you played Brandon Clark and Jaren and Justice together, Justice is a guy that can defend all five positions. He's a guy that can he's not a shooter. So if anybody tells you he's going to come up and really shoot the ball, it's really not who he is. Now, if he can improve in that area of his game, like we've seen the Grizzlies improve Jaren Jackson's shot, this coaching staff anyway, they have taken the three ball to a lot of different guys who have not normally been shooters and made them shooters, all except for Jonas, because he's not a shooter, and Kyle Anderson. But they put an emphasis on three ball. So maybe they can do that with Justice. If they do that with Justice and he somehow becomes a proficient three-point shooter, man, that would be very dangerous, because he's a guy that can already play, create his own shot. He's a guy that he plays bully ball down. He can play off the block. He can really drive the ball. He can handle the ball. Like, he can do a lot of different things. And it's probably what a lot of people thought Josh Jackson might be for this team this year, in terms of what he's able to do, different positions and his size and his length and his athleticism. But Justice Winslow is a real player. Like, he is a guy that he's young, and he can play multiple positions in this league. And that's what the Grizzlies are trying to do with this offense. They're trying to do with this roster construction, is be able to play fast, be able to be athletic, and be able to get up and down the court all the time. And so Justice Winslow, he just adds that. Again, there are injury concerns, and you have to take that you have to take that and understand that. But in the games that he's played, his best season was last year. He played 66 games. He scored 12.5 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, just over a steal per game. And he shot 38% from the floor. However, he only took, he took how many three-pointers last year? He took 96 for 256 last year. That's just over 3.5 a game, and he's making 1.5 a game. So it's not terrible. It's not great, though. Like, that's not his thing, is shooting the three ball. But again, if they can somehow make him a three-point shooter in terms of what this coaching staff can do, that changes the ball game altogether. And if he's hurt and it just doesn't work out, then you're not totally, you're not totally screwed on his contract, because he has $13 million this year, which already this year's I'm already halfway through. This year, not worried about it. Next year, yes, $13 million committed to him. And the year after that, yes, there are 3 years left on his deal, but the last year is a team option. So if this year, if he doesn't really get healthy, and next year you come into the year where you think he's going to be healthy and injury strikes again, you know, it sucks and things might happen, but you can still get out of it after next year. You have their team option. You just don't pick up a team option for $13 million. That's the same year that you have to pay Jaren as well. So there are ways you can get out of it that you can kind of protect yourself in terms of what you can do if it doesn't work out for Justice Winslow, if he never gets healthy, or if it's just not what you expect him to be. There are ways out of it. This is not a Chandler Parsons deal where it's 4 years fully guaranteed and it's $28 million a year, whatever that was. This is not that. I would say it's a gamble, but it is an estimated guess on what Justice Winslow might be for this team. And yes, there are always concerns of what a player, if he doesn't work out, there are always concerns about injury, but if it doesn't, there is a path out for the Grizzlies. That's kind of what Justice Winslow is and what he can do for this Grizzlies team, what his contract is. We'll take one more quick break. We'll come back and talk about the game last night. Dylan Brooks got an extension. A little bit more about Andre Iguodala. Welcome back to the show. In the midst of all that last night, the Grizzlies gave Dylan Brooks an extension. We were sitting here. This was like 11 o'clock at night. I don't know. I went to sleep early and my wife actually woke me up. So shout out to my wife for waking me up and understanding there was Grizzlies news I needed to look at. She woke me up and I woke up for a minute and realized that the Grizzlies had not only sent away Andre Iguodala, but they had also signed Dylan Brooks to a 3-year, $35 million extension, which is $11 million, $12 million, $11 million, the way that's constructed, I believe, from Amari Sankofa. That's a heck of a deal, guys. You know, on this show, we talked about Dylan Brooks and what he might get in the offseason from lots of different teams. That is a heck of a deal for a guy like Dylan Brooks, a guy that can create his own shot, a guy that can shoot the ball. Like, that's great. I mean, that is like knocking it out of the park. And yes, it's a year where there's not a whole lot of teams that have a lot of money to spend. And so maybe that's why Dylan goes ahead and does it. He definitely probably wants to be here with this core, what they're going to do for the long term. That obviously has a part to play in it. But, you know, I think he took a discount. I'll be honest with you. I think if he waits to the summer, there is a team that probably wants to sign him to a larger contract. And the Grizzlies are going to have to be probably have forced to match and have a really tough decision on their hands. And this, you present that offer, when I'm out here talking about how Dylan Brooks might get $15 million a year and they get 11 and 12, I'm like, you know what? Like, do that. Do that 7 days a week and do that 8 days a week. Like, that's a great deal for Dylan Brooks. And shout out to the front office for the Grizzlies. All they've done is done excellent things since they've taken over for Chris Wallace and his previous staff last year. Like, everything they've done has been, up to this point, amazing. And obviously, we'll see how this trade shakes out and what they do over the next 6 hours or so. But still, like, they have earned a benefit of the doubt from me, and they've earned, should have earned it from you as well as a fan, to know what they've done for this Grizzlies team, for this roster, for this franchise. They should have earned a benefit of the doubt. Let's just wait and see what they're able to do with this trade deadline, because even just that right there, the multi-year extension for Dylan Brooks last night at 11, 12, and 11, that's huge. It saves them what I would have thought he would have gotten in the free agency. It saves them $6, $7 million a year. I mean, that's really, really big for them, and still gets them going forward and what they're able to do, because now you have, again, Justice Winslow coming in, and you're able to pair with Dylan Brooks, and there's no telling what else they might do in this trade deadline. I would hope they go out and do a little more business, maybe a Kelly Oubre, which I saw some people talking about yesterday. He's on the block now, or the Suns are talking about trading Kelly Oubre. Maybe a Kelly Oubre. I mean, there are tons of things that Grizzlies can still do with the time left in the trade deadline up until 2 o'clock today. So they've earned a benefit of the doubt from me. I mean, if you think about it like this, just for Mike Conley, let's just look at the Mike Conley trade and what the Grizzlies front office has done. Just for Mike Conley, when they traded him away, they've gotten Brandon Clark, De'Anthony Melton, Josh Jackson, Jay Crowder, Grayson Allen, Justice Winslow, a 2022 first from Utah, a 2024 Golden State first, two Phoenix seconds. Like, and they're still not done. Whatever they trade Jay Crowder for and Solomon Hill for, like, that's impressive. Honestly, like, that's still impressive. Whatever they trade Jay Crowder for is still be attributed to this Mike Conley trade. For just Mike Conley, they've gotten all that right there. And they got a first-round pick for Andre Iguodala and then turned around and got, so far, Justice Winslow for Andre Iguodala. And he never stepped foot in the building. Like, he never even came here. And they were able to get two different assets for a player who never even arrived in this facility, never even stepped foot in this town. Like, that's impressive. Honestly, it really is impressive. And honestly, like, it was funny yesterday. We talked about Andre Iguodala on Monday and the fact that, you know, he's all about going to his hometown, all about going to LA. I'm only going to go to certain teams. And then Miami's like, what about if we give you $15 million? And he's like, okay, never mind. I'm cool. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, money will change everything for you, for the Grizzlies. There's Andre Iguodala got an extension from the Miami Heat, which probably sealed the deal for him to actually go there and play there. But nonetheless, this front office from the Grizzlies has done so much in so little of a time. We expected this year to be so different. And now here they are winning last night, a game over 500, not that far out of the seventh seed in the playoffs, still firmly in the eighth seed in the playoffs. And their future looks amazing with the players they have on this roster. Just really, really impressive. That's it for the show today. We'll be back with probably another show this afternoon after the trade deadline, recap whatever the Grizzlies do. So stay tuned for that. Go listen to that show yesterday with me and David Vermeil from Locked On Heat. It's really good still, even after the trade has already happened. There's still some good nuggets in there as well. Make sure you go subscribe to the show so you don't miss any shows, any episodes every single day.